Blog Talk Radio.
The most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Poor me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Live a bad, he wouldn't live long. And snatch my dad back. Guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home. Welcome me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study math at. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath. You can holler back at. Holler at my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of it in my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes. And see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen at Rome. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our head to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen.
Good evening, everybody. This is True Brothers Racing Channel. And I'm Big Sham, your host. My co-host, the man himself, Brother Mighty Mouse. The legend. The man, Brother Shaky. Another great Thursday. We are here. We are here. We are here.
We here.
I didn't program the show, Shaky. I just got in. But wow. We here. We gonna see if I know a lot of people made their way down to Memphis, on their way to Memphis. So we go see if something happened in a few minutes, Brother Shaky.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, let me give a shout out to my sponsors as always, Brother Leroy and the Clocks Off Crew, Motor City Mafia, the 1-800 Keep It Real all day, all night, every day show, Off the Trailer by None, you and you. Yeah, we here right now, man. Mark your calendars. June 18th is the day. It's our day. We coming.
The
champion engaged. Yeah, it's our day.
Mm.
We gonna,
it's
gonna
you.
Stand up for ourselves that day. Yeah, we gonna stand up for ourselves that day, Bro Shay.
Amen.
It should be a lot of.
I can't wait.
entertainment this weekend. I don't know what happened this past weekend. Saturday, I didn't hear nothing. I know some people at the track Saturday, but I didn't hear nothing going on. So I don't know.
They say the killer was there. It was a killer there.
Who was the killer? Who was the killer, Shaq?
He just didn't have nobody to kill. He said he was ready to kill somebody.
Oh, man, oh my goodness.
I don't know.
Where
my mouth at?
I don't know. I don't know. I came late, and I know, and I, man, my man, the program was not on today. I just came on live. So we just, you know, we waiting to see what's going to happen. You know, I think kick in a little bit. Death mouth. What
I'm
up,
probably
mouth?
Working on this car. What you doing?
They're working on that killer.
Hello, hello.
Mouth. What up, mouth?
What's up?
Hello?
What up?
Mouth.
Talk to me.
Oh, man. Hey. We getting there. I guess there's a lot of people getting on the road today and tomorrow, huh?
Yeah. There's a lot of people down there already. Wait a minute. Did anybody who won the race? Dog and Tate race tonight?
I've been in the garage.
I was at I've been at work. I'm trying to see. Well, they're supposed to race tonight at 6, right? I thought. I haven't heard none yet. I'm curious to see what. Huh?
Anybody looking on Facebook?
I've been working all day. Let me see if I see something or somebody on the mic.
Maybe worldwide.
Somebody come on and saw it.
But how was your weekend? Your week?
Oh, it was all right. You know, I don't have no weekends. I work on the weekend, so my weekend is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm just ending it now.
Okay. I didn't know.
Be a lot better if I can enjoy some of this. It's good weather. Every time it's good weather, I'm at work.
Wow.
Yeah, I went by Brazilianaire's viewing today, and man, it was good to see Karen and Carla. I seen his boys, Deontay. They were there. Yeah, he looked good. He looked good. Yeah, brother Gazillion. The service is tomorrow. I guess if anybody is here tomorrow, Victory Apostolic tomorrow. I think 10 to 11, 11 to 12 tomorrow.
Where that's located at?
You know, it's in the south suburbs. I'm not exactly sure where Victory is. I know it's in the south suburbs somewhere though. Oh man, let me see.
I think she said Madison.
Madison, yeah.
Oh.
It's a bunch of they rolling. They rolling. I want to see if something happened down there. Uh-oh. 773-36-20-25. Who was that? Baby. Your mic is open. Let me see. So what's the story? What are we gonna talk about? Is anybody going? Y'all, is anybody going down that way?
Big Sham. Big Sham.
I don't know of anybody.
Hey, Big Sham.
Yes, sir.
Dog played the lockup off, man. Dog ain't consideration no goddamn tape.
Oh, he paid. Okay. Try to see if I can get an update from somebody. I know it's a lot going on down there. Anybody heard any racing going on yet? Anybody raced anybody yet?
They just making tests. Motherfuckers scared as a goat as a butcher knife. They just making tests. And the track look. Just go to dog page, goddammit. You can see all that shit.
Okay.
Hey, Sham, I'm going to go on mute real quick. I'm going to go through this drive.
Okay.
Yeah, just go to dog page, Sham. You can see all that shit, man. They ain't doing much. They just sitting around there, goddammit, fiddling around.
Okay.
Ain't nobody trying to gamble yet.
Oh. You hot the weather down there, baby.
It looked like it's cloudy down there.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, overcast. That's the best weather there. That overcast and it's the sun. Well, it's probably dark now, I'm sure, but they got. I'm looking at t-shirts. Earlier today, t-shirts and weather looked pretty good. I saw the forecast. Forecast looked pretty good. Yeah.
Motherfucker gonna gamble though. That's the thing. The motherfucker gonna gamble some money. That's the thing.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they are.
Yeah, well. To be announced.
Yeah. Man, Brother Shaky, what you got?
Bro, I was just so excited this past weekend. Just for people to, you know, be going up and down the drag strip, you know. I understand.
Yeah.
That they wasn't ready to do nothing because of their cars weren't ready, but shit, it started already now. It done started. Yeah, it done started.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how it's going to unfold. Yes, man. I know. Let me go back to the board. I know it's a few people on the board. Let me see. Hold on.
There's some people out there. Hold on.
Yeah, I know it was. Everybody just. Everybody is on their way, man. I hope, safe travels for everybody on that highway. Man, I hope everybody get there safe, man. And, you know, and there's a whole lot of racing that weekend. It's just this Bobby Cole weekend, man. I'm hoping there's a lot of racing down there. And Yeah, everybody can get that safe.
Did you hear if a lot of people from here would be going down there or what?
Oh, yeah. They have full effect. Yeah, I know a lot. They've been listening to this radio. I got a bunch of calls. No, it's a lot of people. Yeah, they there now. And today, tomorrow, I know they rolling. Yeah, this is true. Yeah, a lot of action should take place. They got a lot of true grudge races down there.
Just hope they don't have no goddamn picnic, Sham. Hope they do some gambling.
There's gonna be some gambling. It always is. You get the people in the place. They gonna get it on. They gonna get it on.
James Black looks good. James Black look good. Uncle Sam look good. There's a couple of guys that made the hit. Good God Almighty, they made some hits. That on test classes. They made some good hits, and I'm just looking at it. So it got to be some gambling, you know. So.
Yeah, well, we shall see. We definitely shall see. It's coming. Let me see. Okay, come on with it, Shaky. Give me a topic. Ain't nobody gonna talk tonight. I can go to bed. I ain't gonna lie. We ain't got a lot of people on. Well, it is a lot of people on, but I know a majority of the people that do the talking, they down the way. But we come up with something. I mean, if you want, come on with it, Brother Shake.
Can I bring the topic up?
Yeah, come on with it, baby. Come on with it. What you got?
When you race somebody, is it personal or is it just racing? Because a lot of people have a personal vendetta with people, and there's a lot of people just race a person. I like to figure out like a natural gambler and a natural somebody that got a personal vendetta with somebody. Cause I've been involved in a situation where they had a personal vendetta with one another. And both of them tore their cars up. I say, damn.
Is it personal? I would say
is it
not
personal? Is it actually? I don't have no personal problem with you, Cher. Not period. We can race.
Right. It's not supposed to be, but. You know, it's just so much going on. It be, you know, the what do I want to call it? It be a lot of stuff going on. I don't want to speak for Shaky because Shaky on the mic, but we didn't have several conversations about that. You know, you ain't got to race particular people if you don't want to. You can race who you want to, but then,
right.
You know, people. You know, they take it personal if you say something to them. I don't know why that is, but I guess it's how you come. I don't know. It's how you come. You know, if the so-called person don't like you for whatever the reason, then it becomes personal.
I guess. I mean, it ain't personal for me. Either I want to race you or I don't. I mean, it ain't no big deal
right.
to me.
Right.
But right. you know, some people, it's real. It can be personal for some of these people. They will
right.
take it personal.
Right. It's
yeah.
certain people that you actually would not gamble or not race. It's just something like, no, I ain't gonna tell my car. It's gonna be a problem. You might think it back of your head like, damn, why would I race him? It's gonna be a problem or some shit like that, or it's gonna be a problem with getting paid, or it's gonna be a problem with, you dig what I'm saying? It's gonna be always a problem with something with that particular person.
Maybe. It could be. I mean, but essentially to your question, should it be personal? I say no. It should not be. I mean, I don't understand why everybody, can't race each other. But, I mean, it's just the way of the world. Come on with it, Shaky. Give me your viewpoint on this, because I know you feel a certain way about that.
I think that the best racing comes from people just racing, you know, meet up and get down. But when you start that jealousy and envy thing, it's kind of hard to beat somebody, bro. I promise you, it's real hard, man, because you spend all week getting your car together for a certain person. And then maybe that person ain't ready, or when you get there, you got a problem. So, I mean, it would be a lot more racing if, like Baby said, people would just race. But with all the shit talking and all the talking behind somebody's back, and it end up getting back to them, and I don't know. It just makes for
hey,
a hard way to. Yes, sir.
Hey, Shay, look, I don't like Big Drag. I don't want to race Big Drag, but Big Drag want to race me so bad. I'm just the fastest motherfucker in the Midwest. Just, I'm the baddest motherfucker, but he want to race me, and I just don't like Big Drag. I don't. That's a scenario. So. So I say, one of my partners say, I'm gonna take the car and race it. I'm gonna give the man the car and the race. Let him go. I know I'm gonna beat him any motherfucking way. But the thing is about it is this here. I ain't particularly racing him. I'm not gambling him. You see what I'm saying? So a motherfucker have another aspect and say, you know what, man, this pussy motherfucker, let Big Sham take his car and race Big Drag because he didn't like Big Drag. Who gives a fuck? We got paid. I got paid. You think a Big Sham gonna take my car and whoop Big Drag and I don't get nothing out of it?
Oh. Hey, baby, is this a life experience that you're talking about?
No,
for real?
No.
No, I mean, not Big Drag, but with people.
Just people in general, because I just don't fuck with certain people, because people have their own hidden agendas about certain shit, Shay. And you got to realize, understand, I'm not the best motherfucker in the world. No, I'm not. I got flaws with myself, and you got flaws with yourself. But the thing is about it is this: if I trust you enough, and I know you can drive this car, guess what I'm gonna do? If you want to whoop his ass, guess what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna give you my car and let you beat his motherfucking brains in, and I'm gonna get paid off the rip. That's just point blank period.
I understand.
Yeah, but then once it becomes personal. If you did use me, then it becomes pulls me into the foolishness. I just say that. I get into it because now it's some extra. You know, so
but
I,
hey,
I don't know. It's like knowing your personnel. It shouldn't be. I don't know why. It's just like, man, okay, you know, some people, you know, when you gamble them and then you take their money, then it becomes personal. I mean, it's like, you know, they take it personal. or you talk,
hey,
you know, talk slick to them and huh?
Hey, shit. So why should it be that way? Why should it be that way when you gambling him? I didn't gamble that man. You gambled that man with my car, or I gambled that man with your car. So it shouldn't be no more than a gamble, right?
It's not supposed to be. See, that's what I'm saying. You leaving out all these mitigating factors. Who you win got? Okay, so now he don't like me. Well, he don't like me, so it's personal because you went and came and got me, and he don't like me.
If that right.
makes sense. You know, then it
yeah.
you know, or we, you know, we arch enemies or whatever the case may be, for whatever reason. I'm just using that for an example, but yeah, it could, you know, it could go southbound, however you want to, you know, however you want to put it.
Now all of a sudden, when he see you, he rolling his eyes like a little girl, or he's doing all this old faggot ass shit on some.
Ooh.
Come on, man. Oh, you a grown ass man. You supposed to be a grown ass man. Now he rolling his eyes at you.
My God. Okay, baby. Mm-hmm.
What's going on, Sham? This Money.
What up, Money?
Not much, man. I just wanted to give a little public service announcement, man. I didn't know what y'all were talking about, but I just wanted to say to everybody who is listening that I am down in Memphis, and I've stumbled across several unclaimed sweet potato pies and cakes and pecan pies. They are for sale. Inbox me or call my line. I have stumbled across several desserts, and I'm letting pies go. You have to call me for details, but I have several treats that have been unclaimed. I have pies. I have cake.
Hold it.
I have
you say that
pecan
unclaimed?
Pies
Are
and
you sure?
apple pies
Hold
and
on.
Sweet potato pies. And I have
Are you sure
pound
they unclaimed
cake.
Money? That's all I want to
yes,
know.
Yes, I accidentally stumbled across them. The cake fairy came and put them in my possession for me to distribute.
Oh.
And I just wanted to share the wealth. I just wanted to let everybody know that I do have
oh.
desserts, and
okay.
they are
well, don't get
for
lost.
Purchase.
That's all I'm gonna say. Don't do a lot of moving around. Don't get lost.
I'm just
Don't
saying, you know, I just like, I'm just putting it out there, man, because I'm a giving type of guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a giver.
Hey, what's
so,
going on down there, Money? Where y'all? What's happening? What you seen?
Man, we came down there. They were shaking them down, man. But I shook my ass over here to A&P Barbecue over here on Elvis Presley, and I didn't.
Oh,
I mean
yeah,
L&R.
Yeah, yeah.
I done shook down on some slabs and some burnt ends. So
I'm
finna lay it down right now.
Oh man, show you right.
And I'll be
I'll be there bright and early
tomorrow afternoon about 5 o'clock for desserts. The dessert wagon will be pulling up with nice tasty
how's the weather,
dessert.
Buddy? How's the weather?
Shit, 80.
Oh yeah!
Wow!
Short weather. No cloud in the sky.
Short weather. Okay. Okay. That's what I was trying to
say. Oh man! They say today it was a 2% chance of rain. Tomorrow is a 2% chance, and Saturday is like a 10% chance.
Oh yeah! That means it ain't gonna rain.
Oh man!
Yeah. Somebody, somebody, what's that man say on the prize fighter on the Harlem Night? Somebody's gonna get
knocked the fuck out.
Oh man, sure, you're right. Yeah, man. Hey, Money, come on with it. You gotta give us some baby ass about it being personal. Should it be personal? I mean, what? I think that stops some racing. You know, it don't take much to stop a race right now, depending on the person.
Okay.
But I think much as it's gonna hurt me to say this,
one man told me about 2 years ago, it ain't personal. You could do it one or two ways. It should be about your hobby and you having fun, and it should be about making money. It should never be personal. And you know who that man was that said that? Shaky said that 2 years ago. It ain't never personal. He say, if you're doing it for fun, have fun. If you're doing it to make money, make money. But don't never make it personal. It ain't got to be personal. It shouldn't be personal. If you're doing it for a hobby, let that be your hobby. If you're doing it for some money, let that make you some money. I ain't got nothing against Shaky, but if I can't whoop Shaky with my car and Shaky get in the lane with somebody else, I'm not going to get mad. I'm going to bet the other way because my goal is to get some money. But if Shaky get in the lane with somebody and Shaky got their ass covered, guess what? I'm betting with Shaky. My feelings don't get involved. I'm trying to make cash. I got enough friends. I ain't trying to make no more friends.
Hey, what?
You get some guys that don't like you, Sham, because of you. They don't like you because of you. It ain't because of your race program. It ain't because of how you talk to them. It's because how you carry yourself and you conduct business.
Unbelievable. I ain't never understood that, but I mean, it's the way of the world, I guess. It's the truth. But some people won't like you just because
it's you. It ain't got nothing to do with your race program. It ain't got nothing. You can cut hair and win awards. You're going to get some guys that ain't going to like you because you cut hair. That motherfucker's hair can't cut no hair. Yeah, he got all them damn awards. He must have paid for them. He ain't going to never give you the credit. Oh, oh Sham man. Sham got barbershops all over the country. You know that's a front. He's slanging stuff. They ain't gonna never give you the credit, and it ain't because you ain't doing it. It's just because you got a jealous-minded, player-hating dickhead. You got some of them on here that'll talk to you, and they'll signify and talk shit with you, and your laugh get better, then they go personal. You got some guys on here that'll take a laugh, and it's just a laugh. You got guys on here that you can race them, and you can win money, and they'll take it personal. You got some guys you lose money to them, you they best motherfucking friend. That's some old go along to get along bullshit. And then a motherfucker want to blend in to be accepted. Fuck that. I came in this world by myself. I ain't got no twin.
So basically what you saying is, if it comes from money, it's not orchestrated to be right. But if it comes from Willie Dog, it's orchestrated and it's right.
Hey, baby, you got people that are going a person's word because of who they is. It could be wrong as two left shoes, but because they said it. You can go all day long, baby. You can say water is wet and sky is blue. They going to say, baby, dumbass don't know what he talking about. But let somebody else that's got a name out here and say, you know, water is blue and the sky is wet. They're going to be like, you know what? I never even thought about it like that. You right. Just so they can be in the motherfucking in crowd. That's what I mean. That's what my uncle used to say. Those are bitch niggas. And bitch niggas do bitch nigga shit. You just got to weed them out.
Right. That's gangster shit.
Okay, yeah. I don't want to stray away. I don't want y'all to go nowhere. Wait a minute. I want to know why is it that these people take it so personal about this gamble. That's what we talking about. Why is it so personal with this gamble?
Sham, it ain't about the gamble, Sham. I just told you that. It's about the person.
One time I raced somebody and it seemed like, and I lost, and the people were still mad. It was like, I'm like, wait a minute. I ain't mad. Why is everybody mad besides me? And I lost. I just don't understand that. To me.
Let me tell you something.
It ain't personal.
They wasn't mad because, you know what? Sam, let me tell you this. They wasn't mad because you lost. You know why they was mad? Because you got up there with somebody else and lost. They figured they was going to try you, and they were scared that you would get away from them. And then when you lost, they say, damn, that was my money. I should have fucked Sam up. Well, if you wasn't a scary motherfucker, you could have gotten the lane. It ain't the fact that you lost and they was mad. They were mad that you lost to somebody other than them. But they were scared to get up there and go with you.
I'm back.
Yeah, they got that real shit tonight, brother.
To help somebody because it's like it's already we got so many reasons why not to raise. We need some reasons too, and I think you know if you eliminate some of this nonsense, then I mean you know, hey, it ain't nothing but a race. Now, some people you just I don't get me wrong, you just don't want to you know I don't want to deal with them. I just you know I'd rather just. Man, I just what folks say, know your personnel. But
Sam, I'm gonna tell you something. I want you to listen to me. It ain't the fact if you won a race or you lost a race that the people ain't racing. Everybody gonna talk shit because it's coming from money, just like Baby said. It's coming from a nobody. I'm letting you know I'm a nobody. But do you know why motherfuckers ain't doing no racing? It ain't got a fucking thing to do with the money. They ain't doing no racing because the motherfuckers can't take the jugging when they lose.
And because hey, money.
Yeah. Hold on, baby. Wait a minute, baby. Wait one second. Hey, money. Now, as long as I've been racing, people jug. When you lose, I mean, so I don't understand what how is that a factor?
Hey Sam, when we started racing, we jugged when you were there, me and you were there. We jugged with each other. The people around us heard the jugging. Now you can jug at a motherfucker on a national show. You can jug at his ass on Facebook. You can put different pictures on his face on different bodies on YouTube. Now you jugging that motherfucker nationwide. Motherfuckers can't fake that. Back in the day, we talked shit to that person then and there. Now you got the motherfucking internet. You got YouTube. Motherfucker will take your picture, take your face, and their face, and put it on that scene from Baby Boy when he stole on his ass and busted knocked him out that tape. Motherfucker, now they can't take it. Oh my God, he just put me on Facebook.
Oh man,
you know what I'm saying? They making movies and shit now.
Man.
I seen one on Facebook with Jeremiah lost. They put Jeremiah head on Baby Boy, and they had their head on Ving Rhames when Baby Boy was sitting in that chair, and Ving Rhames grabbed his ass in the headlock and say, "Call for your mama." They had Jeremiah, man, motherfuckers can't take that shit. They can't take the junior.
Now listen. Now the thing is about it is this here: if you get up there and you get your ass knocked loose. Or if you win, I'm a humble motherfucker. If I win some money, that's just some money I just won. I can still get my ass knocked loose by another motherfucker that's faster than me or got a better day than me. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. You know, and like you say, money, like you say, I can deal with the jizzle. The average motherfucker can't deal with it. But the thing is about it, you need not to be playing around with these boys, man. Stay in your lane. If you want to...
do what Rob do, Rob go class racing. Rob's the class racing. So Rob go class racing. So if a motherfucker blow Rob ass out, you'll never know nothing about it. If Rob go fucking with
them, they knew about it when we fucked him up.
No, if Rob go fucking with them drug racers, them gangsters, he gonna get his ass knocked loose
in
the motherfucking
gold team. Hey, baby, let me ask you a question. Rob then ran some grudge racers and whooped them. Some grudge racers with some names and whooped them.
Yeah.
But you can't say that. You can't say that.
No.
You just gotta pick and choose your gamble.
Right. Right. Rob ain't gonna gamble. Rob ain't gonna gamble no like, he's not built like that. But the thing is about it, he in the lane with the dudes that fuck with that shit like that. So my thing is this here. When a motherfucker, when he get his ass throw out, and a motherfucker go fucking with him, he might can't take it. I'm not saying he can't take it or not. I'm just saying he might can't take it. I'm gonna say it like this here. And Shawty, goddamn, blow Keel ass out that night. Goddamn, Shawty wrecked his car, and Rob, goddamn, Rob, you wanna hurt Rob? Say a motherfucking word, man.
Hey, Lenny, press the one button. I wanna ask him something. I'm glad he came on. That's a good example. That's somebody to shed some light on it. Hey, Lenny, if you're on the mic, press the mic, please. I want to ask you something. That's a good one. There you go. Hey, Lenny.
Yeah.
Now, I would say just race anybody. I love the way y'all go. Why do people take this gamble so personal? What's so personal about the gamble? Is it the money that you're losing, the person themselves because you don't like them? Why is it personal? I guess not in all case scenarios, but you know, a lot of times people take this stuff personal when you get to racing. Why is that?
But it's all of that, man. It's the money. It's like Money said, it's the motherfucking internet and all of that shit. See, I'm going to tell you what the reason why we get a lot of races, man, we jug, but we only jug a little bit. And then that way, people still want to run you. And then because they're like, okay, well, we can run Lenny and them or whatever the case may be. They going to jug, but they ain't going to jug like these motherfuckers. Like Money say, they making them movies and all that stuff. Man, people can't take all of that, man. And then that make it personal. Now, when whoever did Jeremiah like that, now Jeremiah might have a personal vendetta against whoever did it to him or whoever he lost to. Now he don't want to run him no more. Or if he run him, he going to try to bet an astronomical amount knowing that dude ain't going to be able to race for it and all that. And all that shit stop racing. So, you know, that internet shit, man, and then see, sometimes racing gets personal to me too, but I'm the opposite. See, it'll get so personal to me that I'll run you for $50 just to fuck you up.
About the money, yeah, then it'll be about just saying I beat your ass.
That's right. Exactly. So, yeah. You know, I mean, you never make the money. You never make the money back that you don't put in these cars, man. This shit just a fucking money pit, man. So with all of that being said, I always revert back to the money. People won't run for a certain amount of money, but then you'll go make four or five test passes for free.
For free. And break and then, that, you know, bitch, and then have to go back in the shop.
Right. And then bust that motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? So So that's the whole thing that I be like, man, shit. If they only want to run for 500, okay, fuck it, we run for 500. Because I was testing it the other day. I'm just saying hypothetically speaking. I was just testing yesterday. I paid to get in, and then I ain't make no money testing. So why am I gonna not make this 500? That's all I'm saying. So I mean, but you know, everybody think of the shit different. Like, oh man, I paid this amount of money and this and that dollar line to get this done, to get this done. I got to make some money back. Okay, so you'd rather make no money than some money?
You're going to go in the negative because you had to fill up nitrous bottles. You had to fill up your tow vehicle. You had to get in the fucking track. You didn't went and bought you a motherfucking sandwich from Subway because your ass going to get hungry. You didn't bought you some motherfucking beers and some pops. Then you done ran up and down that motherfucker, and then you done busted it, and you ain't made $2.
Man, listen, I'm going to tell you like this here. When we ran that sham, the last time we ran that sham event, When we won, we had C Dub car. We end up whooping the boy with the Regal. Then we whooped Brian them. Then we was about to run B-Finn. Then B-Finn come to me. He say, Lenny, what y'all want to run for? Now we just beat Brian them out of 3,000. We beat the other boy about 1,500. So we had a nice little amount of money. So Preacher Boy come, he say, listen, man, they've been winning all night. So whatever you going to call, you call a bet because they got money. So thanks, Chief. So B-Fan was like, man, I'm going to run y'all for $2,000. We was like, cool. Now, man, B-Fan would have came, we only locked in to run for $1,000. If he said, if he'd have been like, man, I'm going to run y'all for $1,000, I would have been like, oh, I wouldn't have been crying. So all I'm saying, my point is to say, man, I'm going to run. If I'm at the track, even if I ain't at the track, if a motherfucker want to run me for something decent, and it ain't like I ain't coming out. I'm not going to come all the way to the track for $200. But if I'm at the track, motherfucker say something goofy, and I'm feeling good, I'm going to run you for $200. That's just me. All that personal stuff, Sham, everything makes it personal. Money, the money make it personal. The motherfucking internet make it personal. When people be jugging, mugs go too far. And then once they go too far, listen, everybody can't crack jokes. You see what I'm saying? Everybody ain't no jokester.
Say that.
You know, everybody ain't no jokester. And then the mugs who can't come back with a crack when you crack on them, shit, that's what make them take it personal. Point blank.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, this motherfucker, he a hoe-ass nigga, this and that. He talking this and that, blah, blah, blah. Because now they on the defense because, like I say, they can't crack no jokes. They can't come back. That shit. I ain't on Facebook. I ain't on none of that shit. I ain't on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, none of that shit. I don't know how to do none of it. So a mug put a head on me, I'm just stuck. You see what I'm saying? But I ain't. But my whole point of the matter is I ain't finna get upset about it because it is what it is. But yeah, everybody can't take it. Yeah, I take a loss just like I take a win with a coke and a smile. So,
right.
That's simple.
And that was my whole thing of bringing it up, Lenny, because a lot of motherfuckers, you see what I'm saying? They sit around here pooting pot and sit around here, goddammit, call themselves, goddammit, talk behind your back. And I heard a whole lot of shit about a motherfucker. I just don't say anything because it's not my business to say anything about nobody. But the thing is about it, another motherfucker, I don't know what the fuck they went through. I don't know what y'all relationship is, but guess what? They want to race. I'm going to stay the fuck out that shit. I'm going to stay the fuck out that shit. If I feel like you can win, Lenny, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to get right on your motherfucker. Hey, Lenny, put this in your pot. If you got some room, yeah, I got some room, baby. You put it clean in your pot. If not, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to try to bet it on the side. But if the next motherfucker be, man, baby over there betting with Lenny.
Hey, baby, but you also got some player-hating dickheads that'll turn around and say, that motherfucker Lenny racing. And then they'll throw some bullshit out there to fuck his action up. That motherfucker Lenny racing. You know he got motherfucking, he got a plate on it. He got his head. You know there's such and such motor. Or you know they done took this out instead of going with, damn, I know motherfucking Lenny is sneaking and bumping. Instead of the motherfuckers that's knowing it, bet with Lenny, they want to sell it. The fuck Lenny action up, and then they still don't make no money. That's the dumb shit to me.
Hey, money. Motherfuckers gonna do that anyway. They gonna say you doing this and doing that regardless of the fact of whether you're doing it or not.
Hey,
I mean, motherfuckers,
Lenny, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
They
but
always
this is the
got
deal, Lenny. If I know you doing something and I know I'm gonna make money off of it. If I know you
just
running
shut,
nine
hey, shut,
and you raising
shut
a 15
and get
second
you some
car,
money.
Right.
Shut the fuck up and get
but
you some
got,
money.
You got some haters that's gonna go and tell. They ain't gonna get
oh,
no
yeah.
money. They gonna try to mess your money up. You know Lenny running 740s. Man, he running
oh, yeah,
this car. I just bought off the dealership. Oh, I can't race. And then you wondering why I had him cold for 2,000 because as a player hating dickhead that don't like you, that ain't gonna even make no money with you. He too much of a dumbass to make money with you. He let his jealousy fuck him out of a bag.
Cause he just don't like you.
Hey man, like Sham say, it's called life, man. It's called life.
God damn, I ain't never understood that shit in the day of my life, man. Where a motherfucker could make some money and a motherfucker gonna sit around here, goddamn it, say money sitting around there with that motherfucker, nice car, goddamn it, he got the nice car, goddamn it, he goddamn it. Man, we finna make some money with this motherfucker. Fuck what you talking about. I don't want to hear none of that shit. I ain't finna tell shit. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Well, speaking of nice cars, hey, Lenny, is you down in Memphis?
No,
Lenny,
sir,
you down
I'm not.
Here in Memphis?
Okay,
all right, then. This won't pertain to you then. I was just going to say, speaking of nice things, I just want to let everybody know I got nice desserts. I got pies and cakes and stuff that I've acquired that I will be selling at the track for a small fee. So come see me. I have pecan pies and sweet potato pies. I have apple pies and I have pound cakes, nice moist pound cakes with different flavors and different flavor patterns. So please be advised that I will be having desserts. So come on and see me. Bring the kids. Come on, buy you a slice. Eat your whole cake. Enjoy yourself. They going while they hot.
That's all I can say. Oh, man,
hey,
oh, man.
All I got to say is give a mug a platform, Sam.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, man. It's just unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Uh-oh. Yeah? Can we help you?
At least somebody thinks about somebody.
Fucking got
that. Never fail.
Hey,
Lenny, did you go to the track last Saturday?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
No.
Hey, Pete, you was there last Saturday. What happened?
If you wasn't there?
No.
That's why you don't know.
Right. I was sick. I was sick last Saturday. I couldn't come.
No. Raylo was supposed to raise Ant. Ant broke his trans. And that was the only race that was supposed to happen. Relug was just
talking. Now, I heard Preacher Boy was talking so greasy. What happened? Is that true? I wasn't there. Somebody said he was talking reckless.
Yeah, but, you know, I had to keep it real. Preacher Boy was talking. But you got two cars, one with a broken trans, finna get down the track, and the other one's pooping and popping. So, you know, everybody gets tough when that happens.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, how was the track, it being the first day open?
Beautiful.
Really? Oh, wow.
They did a burnout. I was lining him up, did a burnout. I couldn't get out of the way fast enough. He ran over my shoe.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
Damn, Pete.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it should be very interesting, man. I'm looking forward. I want to see who gonna do what. I think it's coming. Lenny had already tried to set the president. He talking about the king is back. Is coming back. Who else? Somebody else came on.
Oh, excuse me.
It's the internet. It always is.
It should be real interesting. Uh-oh. What is that?
Yeah, it should be very interesting. What's this? Man, it's about to be May 1st. My goodness. Lord have mercy. Already. Already. Well, y'all got any predictions for the weekend? Who y'all like? All these races locked in. Let me see.
Hello?
Who all locked in, Sham?
Man, I think Zay got a couple races locked in. Leon got a race locked in. Diane, they were supposed to be locked in. I think everybody locked in.
Oh, that's right. Tate running a dog.
No, they say he paid the punk out. Dog paid the punk out.
Hey, Sam. There's no way Dog paid the punk out. It was the whole pot, wasn't it?
I don't know. Start me lying. I don't know. I don't even know. Man, what was the pot? Was it
2,000?
Yeah, something like that. I know good and well they didn't lock the whole pot in, I don't think. I
think they did lock the whole pot in.
I think it was, I think they locked in 2,000 on 2,000.
Right.
Or
that's what I remember.
2,000 on 2,000 or better.
If you're to pay the whole pot, shit, you just gotta go.
You might well race. You ain't lying.
Man, I swear. Man, you ain't never lying.
Unless the car broke. If the car broke, then that's something different. But if the car ain't broke, I got to go. I got to go regardless. Shit, I'm gonna pay either way.
You ain't lying. Yeah, that's interesting. I have to see about that one. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's real interesting. Hey, now it's funny that we talking about this personal. Why do people take it personal when you bet against them? Like just you bet against them. What is that? That's a good one right there.
Because, you know, hey, in a sense, they got a false hope, like you always thinking that, you know, that they going to win.
Oh, look at that. Somebody just made it. Who is this? Man, if we could just take some of that out of it, man, I believe that might help some. I really do believe that may help. It shouldn't be that personal. It shouldn't even be personal, man. I promise it shouldn't.
It should never be personal.
No, it shouldn't be. Come on with it, Gerald. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening?
That was a good question. I was wanted to know that I answered that question also. Why did you take that picture?
If you find it out, let me know. Because I this ain't going on. I don't know. You know what? I don't know. I really don't know.
All it is a gamble. It's a gamble either way it goes, but I don't know why I'm taking it personal. But then they tell you, each of them at their trailer, they got to bet the whole world, the whole track, they're going to bet the food that they should be betting against them and all that stuff. I don't understand. I don't know what to do with that. But that's the next thing you hear. Oh, meet me in my trailer. I'm taking all bets. It's like a slot machine. You don't know it. At the casino, you just take the gamble. You don't know which one's going to hit or ain't going to hit. And that's your choice to go sit down the way you want to sit down.
I don't know. I mean, Gerald, we done went out of town together, all kinds of, but we've been gambling forever. Lenny, I've been gambling with Lenny since I started racing, and it's just, it's been the same. I just don't understand. I don't know. I really don't know. I guess it's the personnel. It's more deep-rooted than just the gamble, I guess. It's got to be because it's more to it. It's got to be. It's got to be more to it than just that. Got to be.
Hey, Gerald, your car ready, Gerald?
Yes, sir.
I take the dub car coming, you.
I bet you. Are you on the motor today?
What?
I ain't seen the car in 2 years. Is it on the motor or y'all on friend? What y'all doing with it?
Shit, we doing whatever we can do to win.
Oh, well, you know, hey, Lenny, you've been in the game a long time. We got enough things. Make it a real estate to make it work. So we come up with something.
You got the back tie, man.
Hey, Lenny, you're a crappy veteran now. I don't want you to start talking like these young new people now.
You said give you a little real estate. That's a little real estate.
You a seasoned veteran. Open the book up and you know the bylaws.
I don't know no bylaws.
Hey, Lenny.
Yes?
I'm going to make Gerald take the back tie. Put CW behind the wheel. Put the owner behind the wheel.
As long as you get in Gerald's car.
No. The owners are going to drive their cars. I don't own Gerald's car.
I'm going to make C-Dub whoop you head up, motor to motor.
Yeah, you should be able to do that, seeing that I ain't in my car right now. My car ain't ready.
Oh, okay.
Now, you see how that easy that was? I ain't going to even go personal with you, Lenny. I like you. Now, what if I go personal? That's what that nigga Lenny, he always talking shit because Gerald was going to get on his ass. Now he want to come to be
here. That's not a bullshit. Go personal.
No, I'm saying that's
go
how the bullshit gets started.
Yeah, I know.
That's how it gets started.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
He was talking to Gerald. Now that mother won't talk to me. I don't fuck with Lenny like that. See, he owns the bullshit.
It don't bother me. I like it when people jump into business. That's all. Yeah.
Oh my goodness gracious!
That was my way of giving Sam that example. He ain't gonna race that car with CW driving. That was just my way of giving the example. You want to see how races don't happen? There you go. There go the perfect example. I jumped into some business that didn't belong to me, and then when Lenny drawed on me, I bagged out, and then I talked about Lenny like he did something wrong. There you go, the perfect example.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
Wesley Snipes racing Donye.
With what car?
Wesley Snipes and Donye. Fade to Black.
Oh, Donye car?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they rolled down here deep too. The whole Young Money is down here. They convoy. They convoyed down here. We was on the phone with them earlier. We was all on the road together. They convoyed down here. Every of them, all of them.
Did it go by the track, Money?
Huh?
Did it go by the track tonight?
No, I went to the barbecue house and ate like a horse and came in here and laid down to the shower. I'll be at the track tomorrow. I'll be at the track tomorrow, and I got lovely desserts for sale. I got sweet potato pies and pecan pies and pound cakes and stuff for sale.
I'll be down at some time after midnight.
Yeah, yeah, we got lovely. I got lovely pecan, sweet potato pie too.
Oh my goodness!
And I'm gonna give you a hint. They came from a guy. I'm gonna give you a hint. His name rhymes with fee. Like you pay a fee, his name rhymes with fee. So you know they good pies. You know they really really good, really scrumptious. You can taste the vanilla in it. He's a chef, and his name rhymes with fee. So I just wanted to let you know, man, to put that disclaimer out there.
His name rhymes with fee.
His name rhymes with the word fee, F-E-E, and he's a chef.
Oh.
I'm just saying, you know, you're getting good quality pies, man, with real butter, not no butter byproducts. You're getting real vanilla. You're getting real butter. You know, I'm just saying. I came across these here desserts and
Hey man, get off Lord Lee, man. Get off Lord Lee.
Hey, I'm not saying no names. I'm just saying that I have some products.
I'm saying it. I have some products. Get off him.
Hey baby, stay out of this, baby. I have some products. I have some desserts that are available for purchase. I'm just saying.
What's your product being, bro?
Hey, I got desserts for sale. And the person that told me to sell them, he told me to give a nice quality product, to give a nice decent price to feed the multitude. So I'm just saying, I have pies. They are going for $10 a piece. Nice, good pies. Sweet potato pies. And I have a good quality pound cake made with real butter and real lemon and
real
vitamin enriched flour and vanilla and yes.
Man, y'all are something else, man.
Yes, it's good desserts. Now, I'm gonna suggest this if you're diabetic. You know, don't get a whole cake. You can buy a half. You can buy a half if you're diabetic. So, yeah, I'll sell you a half.
Because
everything is for sale. I said you can get a
whole
pie for 10, or I'll give you a half a pie for 7. You know, but I don't want you to run your blood sugar up. And I will also have insulin and EpiPens because I do have pecan pies for the people who got nut allergies.
Unbelievable.
Hey, money, it's something wrong with you, dude.
Hey, baby, it ain't personal. It's about the money. Didn't we just say that? It ain't personal.
Man, it's something like literally wrong with you.
Hey, baby. Well, you know what? You know what'll fix me? You know what'll fix me if something wrong with me? You know what'll fix me? It'll fix me if somebody come over and purchase some of these cakes and these pies, man, because, you know, that'll help me. That'll help me get my medication. If you buy these pies, that'll help me buy my medication, my psycho meds. So come on over here and get you a couple of these pies and one of these, two of these cakes, and if you want a package deal, I'll give you a package deal. I'll sell you a cake and a pie, and I'll get you a half a gallon of 2% or whole milk, and I'll give you a player's price on the whole shebang.
So what's
you just got to let me know.
So what's that, about $25
or $30? Oh, no. Let me see. Let me do this. I'm gonna do some regular math. Okay, you got pies for 10.
You said
I got cakes for 30, but if you buy the cake and the pie special, I'll knock the cake. Wait, baby. I got pies for 10. I got the cakes for 30, but if you do a package deal, I'll do the cake for 25. That's knocking off 25%. And if you want a half a gallon of milk, if you put that extra 5 back on that and make it 30, for the $30, now if you want a gallon, baby, the prices then went up to $40 because I got to keep that milk cold. But if you want a cake and a pie and a half a gallon of milk, it's going to cost you $32.50. But wait, there's more. I will be adding napkins, and I will be adding paper plates, so that way you wouldn't have to walk around with that pie in your hand. So let's think about this. So now think about this. You're going to get.
You bought some paper plates for the dollar store. You ain't paying nothing.
But think about this, baby. Think about this. But, baby, you got to pay for the convenience. I'm delivering it to you. So you can do that. Now, look at this. For $40, but since you'll be a first-time purchaser of mine, I'd knock that price back down to $35.99. And now let's see what you get. You get one pie. You get one cake. You get one half gallon of milk, 2% or whole, your choice. And you will get utensils. You will get utensils for no extra charge if you hurry up and purchase now.
No napkins.
You're going to get, hey, baby, you're not listening. You're going to get napkins, you're going to get utensils, and you're going to get a paper plate. So you ain't going to have to use your hand to break off that cake. I'm going to give you a nice, sturdy plastic fork that I acquired from the local Kentucky Fried Chicken when I got off. I got a whole handful of them. You get the napkin in there with the fork. You get a spork, and you get a napkin.
Hey, Money, shut the fuck up and go to sleep.
I'm just going to say that quantities are limited, so hurry up.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to go to bed.
Yeah, I'm gonna get off this phone too, man. I just wanted to let y'all know the dessert line is open.
Hey, Sam, when are you leaving?
Prepaid order.
I don't know. If I'm going or not, I don't even know.
You got to go, Sham. You true grudge. Don't do that.
Man. Trying to work it out.
Hey, man. Hey, Jeremiah want to come down here. He said, but he needs somebody to ride with him. You can ride with Jeremiah.
Oh, okay. That ain't the problem. It ain't me. I got somebody to ride with. It's just,
but he ain't got nobody to ride with. Y'all can ride together, man. It'd be just like that movie. Days of
Money.
Thunder. Put both of y'all in the same car.
Money.
Y'all be the rented car.
Money. Money, you left yet?
Yeah, I'm down here.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. You left early because Jeremiah couldn't ride with you, huh?
Oh, no, I came down here on some business. I left when the roosters crowed.
I wasn't going to be on the hot road all day and all evening. I left before the sun came up, and I got here right before it got to its peak. Jeremiah could have rolled with me.
Ah, okay.
He just had to sit in the third row.
Oh, man. Y'all crazy, man. Well, what else y'all got, man? What else y'all got?
I ain't got nothing else.
You got nothing else?
Yeah,
anybody
that's all,
else,
man. All I can tell you is I got dessert inventory. Come on, get it. Come on with it.
Brother Mal, Brother Shaky, y'all got anything?
If you ain't ready, get ready.
Man, I swear. I'm trying. Everybody trying to get ready.
Lenny, you coming off with that Mustang this year?
I plan on it.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to say the least. It's gonna be real interesting.
Once I get oil pressure, then trust me, y'all know it.
Lenny said when he get oil pressure, then he will apply pressure.
That's right.
He be straight to the point.
Until then, I'll be quiet.
Man, he don't never waver. He trying to go.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to say the least. Real interesting. I can't wait. It's gonna unfold in a minute.
Yep.
It's gonna unfold. We just need the players to play. That's what we're doing. All right, well, if y'all ain't got
nothing else. If people keep racing you, that's like a dream come true. I know Lenny won't afford you to keep on coming.
Yes. Hey, tell these young Thundercats, stop jugging so hard, they'll get more action.
My man.
Leave the internet alone for just a little bit, they'll get more action.
And
bring y'all best down just a half. You know,
just a half.
Sometimes you got to conform just a little bit. You know,
just a little.
You might have to stretch just a little bit. You know,
I believe that.
Yeah. Instead of betting the whole 2,000, bet 1,500, and then get the other 500 on the sideline.
Still equal the same. You know, hey, or if you got 13 motherfuckers in your group, shit, hey, all y'all gonna have to either bust the bet down, goddamn, a little bit small, or everybody else gonna have to try to get their shit on the side. So you know, it's plenty of times that my crew, our pot be so little, that shit, most be like, well, don't worry about it, I get mine on the side.
Yeah.
Because best believe, just because you in a group don't mean you done had motherfucking, you was in the group when the car got together or whatever the case may be. So,
right.
You know.
Or you buy some slicks, put a partial payment on some slicks, huh?
Yeah, you know.
Help out.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know. Yeah.
You sure right.
It is what it is. So.
But look, well,
I'm looking forward to y'all picking the fight.
Free.
It's coming.
Hey, Lynn.
Hmm?
That's a blessing. A motherfucker bad for free. Ain't done shit. Just a friend.
Yeah. You know, it's a lot of guys out here like that. You know, some guys have a bunch of guys in their crew. Some guys really don't do much in the crew, but they in the crew. You know, I mean they always, you know, always looking for a little, always looking to get in the pot. I mean, it don't make you no different, but I mean, you know, hey, sometimes, you know, shit, sometimes you have to be like, man, you might have to get yours on the side. We ain't running for nothing but shit, this $1,000. And you know, I just paid $1,000 for this carburetor. So shit, I gotta have 800 of it.
Hey,
Lenny.
That's some real shit.
Hey, Lenny.
Work the motherfucker out, put him back in the trash and everything. And motherfucker won $4,000, $5,000.
Hey, Lenny,
guess what? $4,500 just for burning him out. Goddamn it! I say, goddamn, I ain't have to bury the damn.
Guess what else they do? You tell them, hey man, a pot for $1,000, you got to get yours on the side. I'm getting 800, and then the dude that's been working on your car and putting in money with you get the other 200. But then that one guy in your crew will say, man, why he didn't make him get out the pot? I've been lowing him longer, and then there goes some more bullshit where he's going to tell the motherfucker what you done did to your car and all that old shit. Then he smile in your face afterwards.
That's the reason why bullshit kicks off. Yeah, it is money. Then that's the reason why you get rid of that motherfucker.
Yeah.
So he ain't had no business. He ain't had no business fucking with no motherfucker like that in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, as long as everybody been dealing with everybody now, I think in their crew, they should know who to fuck with and who not to fuck with. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you got some motherfuckers that's like that, that talking behind your back and smiling in your face, shit. You don't need to be with them. It ain't a motherfucking thing that I won't say behind Pete back, Reddy back, Eddie back, and I won't turn right back around and say it in their face.
Yeah.
So, and that's just the way things is. So,
well, I'm gonna say something that my uncle used to say. If you want to see the snakes, you got to keep your grass cut low.
So, yeah, you right.
Yeah. That's a good
one. Man, your mic is open.
Oh, what my goddamn three lugger doing?
Get out of here. Yeah, I'm just getting off with people.
Oh, man. Good evening. How can I help you?
What happened, Mr.
Ticket Man, come on with it.
Zay selling popcorn, man. He got a popcorn machine, three lug. Oh, hey man, they tell me that my boy, the baby, selling popcorn. Jeez.
Oh no.
Hey, Zay selling popcorn. Raylo selling wolf tickets and shit, man. This is, man, what the world out here in this world, man.
Wait a minute.
Huh? And money selling cakes and pies.
Hey, man, it's fucked up. Hey, man, how can you leave a pot locked in for 3 motherfucking months and you don't want to roll it over like you know how them motherfuckers that once we was a kid, they said, and they all rolled over and one fell out. There was 8 in the bed and another one said, roll over. Hey, I was singing that song to Raylo on Monday when he come to the restaurant. I said, so the rain came down and the next day came. Big guy said, roll over. I told him, roll it over. Nah, we ain't going to do that. You had it long enough. I said, man, look at it. It's in the envelope for me and you, man. I said, hey, man, that since you said I done made a lot of money off your money, that since you said that, let's raise the pot to 105 and let's just keep it locked in. Nope. I'm going to get on Sam's show and lock you in verbally. No, you're not. He didn't get this pussy locked in verbally, man. You know, you got these wolf tickets, man. Season is in yet. How many people didn't race yet? Nobody. No motherfucker, man. Race their goddamn mouth, man. Here it is going into May, man. It be May Sunday, man. It's May 1st, man. This motherfucking Sunday, man. Everybody going to Bobby Cole shit, man. Yeah,
oh,
Bobby Cole. Hey, Sam, I got the circuit bet for you. I got the turkey tip for you. Hey, listen. This is what I'm going to bet you. The motherfucker's going to go down there and run. You're going to hear two people that went down there running. Leon and Three Love. They're going to go down there and try to run. The rest of them motherfuckers are going to sit down there on the couches, man. Just sit back there and watch. Now, can I get a bet with you? You know that we bet the turkey tips, man.
I'll take that bet.
The race is gonna,
somebody gonna race besides Leon and besides.
Wait, hold it. Let me hear some names now. Cause see, I name my two horses. Now let me hear the names, and I tell you if I can take it. I don't know.
Hold it.
Well, Tate gonna go. Now you already know. Tate gonna go. I gotta go with Tate. Tate gonna go. Zay gonna pay the lockup. Man, he down there already with the proper
on
the
team.
So.
He's
gonna pay the lockup.
They got two locked in.
Hey, they got two locked in races. I bet you that damn one of them jump off. For whatever reason, either he going to pay the lockups or the guy going to pay the lockups. They ain't going to race. I'm on bet.
Oh, man. Oh,
I bet
my
you they take his ass a million. They going to take his ass a million miles away from home. And he gonna have an excuse. Well, I got the lockup or something. I bet you he don't race.
Preacher Boy locked in with what's the name? Them two.
Who? Oh, Preacher Boy locked
with
in
James
with
James Black.
He locked in with
James Black.
Yeah. What day is that? Saturday.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, they are locked in.
Is that Limbaugh?
Yeah.
That my Limbaugh.
Yeah. What's up? What's up, big bro?
Tomorrow, man. Tomorrow. I ain't going to say it. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Okay. I'm going to hold on to tomorrow. Now, Limbaugh, do you think I'm exaggerating or no? I said Tate going to run. I know Tate going to go. I said Three Love, Leon. I'm betting Zay paid the lockup. Or he going to say he got the lockup paid. He's going to go a million miles away from home and ain't going to race no goddamn back. I want to bet that. He don't race nobody. What you say, man?
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Oh, my God.
He's sick on tempo.
Man, y'all.
Sam, you ain't said it now. Sam, you ain't said nothing. You ain't
scared. I don't want to know that. I'm scared.
Gerald, you're
back open, Gerald.
Yeah, I see my phone. What about Scandal? Is Scandal locked in with somebody?
Oh, yeah, Chuck. He locked
in, Chuck
too.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's considered Tate, Chuck, and them, yeah, they probably going to do something. They probably going to do something. Zay, hell no.
Now, what about Gary? What about Gary Mumble? What about Mike?
Yeah, he down there.
Who?
He down there. Tutu
Camaro.
You know Tutu gonna go. Well, see, now y'all naming some names just gonna go now. I could go along with y'all with that. Tutu, yeah. Yeah, Tutu, yeah. I'm just talking about these loudmouth fakers, man. I'm talking about these loudmouth fakers.
Uh-oh.
That's what I'm talking about.
I just got a text to say Preacher Boy and James Black race been called off.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody just texted me and said that, so I don't know. We shall see.
And I'm going to get on the road.
I'm saying who ain't gonna go down there and doing that. So They could have stayed home and tried to raise up here in Chicago. Fuck it. Going way down there.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Unbelievable is all I could say.
So what's the next good thing that's coming up now? May coming in, so what's going to happen now?
All I know about is June 18th. Y'all better be ready. Everybody on this mic, everybody better bring their car and come on and play. It's irate. That's all I know.
Really.
Really, your mic is open. Yeah.
Why Tyree never kept man-made slow-ass charger down there? Do they know they going into a war going down there with that junk they got?
They took who, Carl?
Man-made, the orange charger that chicken was raping.
Oh, really?
Really, they just need transportation down there, really, that's all.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, they just need transportation to get down there, really. They ain't racing that week, motherfucker. They just need transportation down there.
Man, those people going down there to play. They say they're going to play.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, man.
Man, them scary mugs ain't going to run nobody.
What?
Oh, my goodness. Man, y'all something else. That's all I'm going to say.
I called them and talked shit to them. They going to tell me, race your stinger. We'll beat your ass when you get back. Why I look like racing that goddamn car? I told you I got something to race out with.
Oh, my goodness. Man,
on the day of your race, I'm going to have something to race them with.
Man, oh my goodness.
Oh man, oh my goodness. Man.
Y'all funny. Man. Oh, like man, there's some strange things going on this mic.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, let me see. Pete, you back?
Hey, Sam, you ain't going to Memphis?
I don't know.
What do you mean, don't know?
I don't know. Shit. I'm trying to see. I don't know by tomorrow. I know by tomorrow.
You want me to ask Tina for you?
Huh?
You want me to ask Tina for you?
No, she said I can go, but I got to see. My ride, I ain't driving down there.
Yeah. Trying to see about my ride.
Let me call that truck.
Hey, Sham.
Huh?
Whoever you go with, make sure he wears some gym shoes and not no dress shoes.
his dress shoes make him taller.
Yeah. Whoever you go with, just make sure you got some gym shoes on. Not no motherfucking, not no Stacey Adams.
I don't know what you talking about. Oh my god. Somebody go. They tell what this is. Yeah, Gerald.
Hey, is that Double D back there with somebody down
here? Not that I know of. I don't know about him being locked in. I know he was going, but he said they supposed to be trying to raise them boys from Mississippi, I think.
Okay, so he's locked in with somebody, so.
I don't know if he's locked in.
Okay. Not calling me at all.
But I know that they were going back and forth. They were just litigation about racing. I don't know if they locked it in.
Them same boys
that he was down there trying to race when trick or treat. I think they trying to get it on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gonna be something. It's all up there. Something. We got a bunch of bears in the same place. Somebody gonna do something. All it takes is the right combination of people. It's the right group. They gonna make this stuff happen. Oh man. What Terrio go? Terrio still on the mic. Oh, ooh wee, man, y'all rough.
Yes, I am. What's the matter, man?
Y'all
what's the matter?
Rough. Why y'all so rough on folks? I don't know. Man. Man, I'm trying to see something. I'm trying to see something.
See what?
Why you so rough on folks? Man. Well, I know why you rough on people.
As they say, you racist, know your personnel. Know
yes,
your personnel.
This is true. This is true.
That's all.
Oh, my goodness grief, man. I don't know what to tell y'all.
Do you remember back in, think about it. Do you remember back in, January and February, Raylo was on his motherfucker like he was a motherfucking bear.
Man, they said Raylo was ready to go. Shit. He was sitting there, he ready to go. Raylo was ready to go last weekend.
They said last weekend, Raylo saw motherfucking having problems or something. Was all jumping up and down. That motherfucker, if he was so much ready to go, me and him would still be locked in, man.
Oh, man. That race is going to happen. I just don't. It's going to happen. It is going to happen. I feel it. I feel it. It's going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
If you say so, don't you believe it?
I'm going to have to go on to pick some fights.
Yep.
What I'm going to have to
do. Oh, Lord, what is going on?
Oh, man.
That's all.
Oh, what is really
yep.
going on? Oh, my goodness, man. Okay, y'all that got quiet. Anybody else? Oh my goodness, wait, man. Yes, it's gonna be something to tell. It's gonna be something to tell, man. Oh my goodness, grace.
Hey man, where that guy Vaughn been at? He been quiet too, man. All winter time he was talking shit. Another motherfucker. Talking shit.
Vaughn was on what last week? He's been on. He was on.
Yeah. Show you something.
Oh man,
season's in now.
Yeah, yes.
I guess the shit about to be still Sunday, man. Please.
Yeah, Sunday, May 1st. Yeah, this.
So now everybody gonna say they're gonna wait on your race. Huh? The whole month of May gonna go by without shit happening.
Well, that's a good day to hold out if you don't hold out. But I think something's going to happen before then, Terrio. Something's going to happen before then. They're going to get up there before then. Somebody's going to kick something off. I know something's going to happen. And maybe everybody ain't ready, Terrio. Everybody ain't fortunate enough to be ready right now. So, you know.
that'll stop you from right now. You know, they still getting ready.
Yeah, motherfucker was saying they was ready back in January and February. Motherfucker was talking that shit. So, I forgot it's a new school version of Winter Nationals. That's all that was. Yeah. Been playing around. Only motherfuckers that's going to be ready, them college boys. Them college boys, they probably going to be out there on the streets doing shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they doing their thing.
Then they took over,
yeah.
Man. Fuck it. We old guys, man. I guess we got to finally bow down to them and say the college boys, it's their turn. That's it. That's
yeah, it's going Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. Interesting.
Yes, sir, man. No.
Oh man.
That's what
okay. Anybody else? Man, y'all. The anticipation is on. Anybody else? Brother Shaky, you still there? Let me see. Mouse, Big Money. He didn't win in retirement. Pete, really? Lenny.
I'm still here.
All right. Well,
you know Lenny and them won't call, man. I mean, come on now. You,
yeah.
I said, know your personnel.
They just wait.
You know them.
Yeah.
They waiting on the phone. They waiting like I'm waiting.
Yeah. Yeah. They just waiting around.
Yeah,
I'm trying to see them.
You already know. Hey, you already know. Lenny ass going to go. Even if he shouldn't go, he's going to go. He's going to say, fuck it. Lenny? Lenny's going to say, man, fuck it, man. Don't try, man.
Oh, well. Excuse
me. Yeah, that Lenny.
Well,
he's just going to say, fuck it.
Yeah, this is true. It's true. Oh, man. Well, I appreciate y'all, man. All the people that listen, this would have been a perfect opportunity to say what you had to say tonight. It's a downtime. You know, a lot of people, they don't say nothing because they don't feel like they would be able to say what they want to say. But this would have been your opportunity tonight to be down tonight.
Hey, man, what can you say behind the truth?
What
can you say behind the truth? What can you say behind the truth? That's all you got to do. What can you say behind the truth? That's the truth of the matter.
Oh,
right?
Man. You can say behind the truth is the truth, area. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes, you know, I get that, you know, the people, they don't want to say nothing. They don't want to argue nothing. But, you know, this would have been a perfect opportunity.
Do what Michael Jordan said. Nike slogan, just do it. Fuck it.
Just do it. Man, you got that right. All right, well, man, June 18th, I want y'all to mark out calendars. It's a true grudge weekend. Man, I want y'all to come heavy. I need y'all to be looking for somebody. June 18th, uh-oh, oh my goodness. Brother Raylo, talk to me.
Me? Champ.
Yes, sir.
I've been a little busy today trying to get ready for some things, doing some things I'm doing. Terrio on the line.
You motherfucking right,
Terrio.
I just got
you
on.
You motherfucking right, I'm on the line.
Just,
you motherfucking right, I'm on the line. Then why wouldn't I be on the motherfucking line looking for you?
This is what
why
I came on
I
here for. Any Sunday.
Yeah.
Any Sunday, we can find a test and tune at 41. We can lock in. Because I'm going by what you say. Can you only race on Sunday?
That's what I said.
Can you race on a Friday night? Can you race on a Friday night?
Now, why are you going to get... Now,
I'm asking you.
Now, that's like saying that Zay going to race that. You already know
Damn
my answer.
Damn Zay.
Today, right?
Damn Zay.
You
I asked you, can you
that.
Race on a Friday night?
I said, that's like me asking Zay to run at 41. You know that ain't happening on no goddamn Friday night, man.
fuck you getting on this goddamn phone?
Okay,
like
so we gotta find a Sunday.
Woof, woof, woof.
So we gotta find a Sunday, right?
The money could have stayed. Yeah, the money could have stayed locked up, and we could have raised it to 105.
No, you wasn't gonna control
the
money.
You the one that put
No, you're not gonna keep holding no money. You're not gonna keep holding no money. Now that's the end of that.
Man, you're not gonna keep holding no thousand dollars.
Nobody does
that
but you.
I'm special, motherfucker. I'm the one that gets special privileges there. I'm the senior citizen. I get special privileges.
Okay.
Motherfucker, you didn't say that just 3 months ago. That 3 months ago with your bad ass. You didn't think a motherfucker was going to lock you in. That's all that was about.
Next Sunday is Mother's Day. Next Sunday is Mother's Day. But if you so
you
bad,
know,
this
you know,
Sunday, why don't you raise this Sunday? Why don't you raise this Sunday? Why don't you raise this Sunday on the first?
Okay.
Load up your car and drive it yourself.
We discussed that.
Load up your car and drive it your damn self. Lock
you
in for the first.
Hold it. Can I ask you a question? Okay. I'm going to lock in for the first. I'm going to load up my car, grab my damn self. Had the owner of his car loaded up to drive this damn self. Motherfucker, you talking about you a motherfucker driving somebody else's goddamn car. Drive your own goddamn car.
That's why I want to come on the show, man. You don't want to race, man. You don't want to race.
Hey, man.
You don't want to race.
You talking shit.
You don't want to race. Next Sunday is Mother's Day.
But now, hold it. Here you is picking drivers, motherfucker. Did I pick a driver? You know who's going to drive my car.
I'm not picking no driver. I'm not picking no driver. I don't care who's driving.
I don't care who's driving. Okay, if you don't care why you told me to drive my own car Sunday, you know the boy.
Cause Pete is out of town. Cause Pete in Memphis.
Okay then. There you go. So if you know Pete or Lenny driving the goddamn car, motherfucker, I didn't tell you to tell the owner to drive.
Can Lenny drive Sunday? Can Lenny drive Sunday?
You want to be with Pete? You already know Lenny.
I don't know that, man.
How many times have you said put Lenny or Pete in there and put all three of y'all in there?
I don't care who's
driving,
man. Why don't you come next Friday night?
Do you want to lock back in? Yes, I do.
Yeah. Lock in for a Friday evening, man. It's 6 o'clock. Hey, what's so hot about that?
Damn. Man, I told you, man. Sunday, man.
Man, you don't run a race, Terry. You don't want to race, man. You don't want to race. You do not want to race.
Okay. I didn't take my money down.
Lock in for Friday night, man. They'll be back.
So that's your way going. I'm not gonna go on the Friday night. That's your way of talking about racing. We was just locked in for a Sunday, motherfucker. So you the one that bowed down, talking shit, right?
Yeah, but that's
Go back to sleep, motherfucker. Hey, like Woody Wilson said on the White Sox commercial, he gone.
This is my trophy that I'm on.
He gone.
No, I ain't going nowhere. Do you want to lock in, man? That's all I want to know, man. Do you want to lock in?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Terrio, the only Sunday I see, man, for us to lock in is, I don't know, sometime in June, maybe. They don't have no more testing tunes, dummy. They got events going on.
Didn't they ask you to go to Byron, the Grove?
I'm not going no damn Grove. It ain't even open, man. What you talking about yet? I'm not going no Grove. But I got to go to the Grove and run your funky ass if they open. Now. You want me to find a date at the Grove so I can lock your stupid ass in?
Yes.
You know I go on that calendar and find it. You want me to find the soonest,
what,
the soonest one on
the
Sunday?
What the fuck you waiting on this, man? What the fuck you waiting on this? Why you wasting and whooping, motherfucker?
You, man.
Get on your motherfucking job. Get on your goddamn job, man. Get on the
job. Anybody on the phone can look at the Grove schedule now. And they ain't, they ain't even, they ain't even corrupt the track yet. They ain't even open, man. But I'm gonna trust their track. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna run you at the Grove. I'm gonna run you at the Grove. Now that's what you want.
Yeah, I want to run your ass any motherfucking Sunday, motherfucker. You heard me?
No, you don't. On Sunday we can run the first. Fly Pete back here, flying back. God damn, son. Flying back.
Oh, man, we're whooping.
Goddamn show talking loud and all this bullshit.
That old man was he got a nigga win, man. He got 10 miles. That boy was hand free to go 2,000 miles like a bullshit.
Who was 35
Sunday?
Who was that? What kind of media is
this? Hello?
Hey, champ.
Yeah.
Just lock in so busy right, man. I'm trying all I can, man. I'm trying to do the best I can, man. I'm trying to get this man back locked in.
Well, why you take the money down from the first place, motherfucker? We wouldn't have still been locked in, old crazy ass dude. But
we can't find nothing. We can't find no Sunday.
You had to do what your folks said, motherfucker. It was locked up for 3 goddamn months, motherfucker.
You want to talk about that? You want to talk about the money? We don't gotta lock up no money. It ain't gotta be no money. We do it verbal.
That's how you got
verbal.
Pussy,
like men.
That's how you got
like pussy. Men. We let you hold the money like it was one.
But then you get this pussy to lock it in, man. You're loud mouth ass.
What I want to know is, do you ever want to lock back in? That's what I want to know. Do you want to lock back in? No, you don't, man. No, you don't.
Alrighty.
Now let me offer you, watch this. Let me offer you race that you thought you wanted. Do you still want the break? Do you still want the break? You got it Sunday. You got it. Lock in a T.O. 5000, you got the break. You can leave when you get ready. You can find the race. If you don't want that, let's find another day to lock in. I'm trying to agree to that no more. Turn on 2 yellow lights. When the light drop green, you're free to go. I'm not going to leave till you leave. If I leave before you, I lock
lock in. Lock in the Sunday after Mother's Day.
Sunday after Mother's Day, I'm bracket racing.
And after the bracket race,
I'm not changing that. I'm not going to be at 41. I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be at. I'm going to be in Muncie, Indiana. I'm going to be at Muncie. I'm not going to be at 41.
You scared the shit out of me.
What?
No, I'll leave it.
So now what?
Okay.
So now what?
Okay. Let me look. I'm gonna show you that you a coward ass dude, man. That you on this motherfucker. I'm gonna show you that you a coward ass dude. I'm gonna show you that you a coward ass dude, man. I'm looking at the calendar. Sunday is the first. Lock in for the 13th, man. That's a Friday. I'm gonna take the break for 105, and I'm gonna verbally lock your punk ass in for that Friday.
You know what? I don't even want to see it, man. I don't even want to see it. Like Pete gone, my man going to be out of town that day. But I'm going to try to get him to let you face it. Without him here,
okay.
He ain't got him here.
But hold it. You the one that said that you go to the motherfucking garage to get the cars and shit that you control everything, motherfucker. Lock in to give me the break.
Hold on.
We're going to lock in 105, motherfucker.
I'm going to call him right now and tell him I'm racing while he out of town. And I'm going to call right back and lock your stinking ass in. Bye.
You mean you got to get permission, motherfucker?
Hurry up.
On the 13th. On the 13th of motherfucking May. Yes. On the 13th of May, I want to wait for 105. I'm gonna show you you just saw for motherfucker.
Oh man. Oh my goodness. Man, y'all something else.
Hey Lenny.
Yeah.
Lenny. I bet you I take that motherfucking break for 105 and that motherfucker lock in. He won't be on the Friday. Fuck it. He just twist my arm. You ever know I got a crooked leg? He just twist it straight that way. That motherfucker in the cast now. That motherfucker be back straight by the 13th. He just twist my motherfucking leg, man. Fuck it.
Oh, man.
That motherfucker straight. Fuck it. He told me to come out and play on this motherfucking Friday. Fuck it. I'm going to come out and play on Friday. Fuck it. Damn. He forgot that man on speed dial. Motherfucker, get on this goddamn phone. I told you, Sam, know your person down. Know your personnel, man. That's what's the matter with this game. They don't know their personnel.
Unbelievable.
Very unbelievable. Know your personnel.
Man, y'all something else.
Ain't nothing something else, man. Motherfucker, you got the break. Okay, give it to me. Put that 1-on-3 down. We're going to make it 1-on-5. We're going to make it 1-on-5. Fuck it.
On a Friday night.
Hello.
Hey, y'all going to make me take off work. If you come back, I'm going to tell you that. Well, I'm going to have to leave work. Come out then.
I can't see that good, but I want to see the radio. Hey, but that, what did Earth Wind decide? But Bailo, Bailo. Now we call it Raylo. That's Raylo. Come back, Raylo. Come back. Come back.
Stereo, you crazy.
I ain't crazy. That motherfucker talk that shit. Man, I'm gonna lock in, man. I'm gonna call him. I can get died. He's gonna be out of town. Get the goddamn car.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Whew. Man. Heart.
Damn, man, he got this. Damn, man, he done put the leg in the cast.
He twisted that motherfucker hard, boy. That motherfucker said, I heard it click. Damn.
Oh, boy. Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
Everybody waiting on.
At least he's live enough to show. Yeah. And you know you got that man on speed dial.
Excuse me. Oh, man. I'm waiting to hear that one. Excuse me. Yeah. Oh, Terrio, he ain't going to be able to call back in. Let me see. He can't call back into the show because the show is down. He ain't going to be able to call back in.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll call him.
Yeah.
Let me find Raylo. The magical, the wonderful Wiz of Oz, Raylo. There you go. Let me see.
Man, y'all quiet. Everybody quiet. They was waiting. It was sure waiting. Let me see. Waiting on Terrio to come back. Shaky, you still there? Let me see.
You heard the beat. They're in the C4 classified, man. They're in the C4 classified.
Oh, man. Hey, man. I'm going to bed. I don't know about y'all. I'm about to go to bed. I really, really appreciate y'all, man. Y'all are funny, man.
Hey, man, Raylo be ready to go, baby. He going to see some bald-headed, black-ass stereo, cookie-legged stereo jumping over the feet of the boot. He going to be counting them. He ain't going to count seats. He going to be counting stereo.
Man, y'all are so man. That's all I can say. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Fun. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Boy, man.
I can't think.
Oh, man. Okay, y'all. I guess I'm going to go. I'm going to go on this and get on out of here, man. I hope everybody's safe, man, on that road. Y'all get there safe,
man.
Yeah, be safe out there, man. I hope it's a whole lot of racing down there, Bobby Cole race, man. And if you hear Big Danny Gazillion F services tomorrow at Victory Apostolic out there in Massa, you get a chance to go by there, man. Other than that, man, June 18th is our day. I'm looking forward to it, man. So I guess until next Thursday, man. I'll talk to y'all next Thursday.
Amen.